the favorites.
I fucking hate the way you say that. I hate it.
From the Action Network. Oh my God, we have a massive, massive show going on because we are all in Vegas, and that includes me, that includes Blackjack Fletcher, that includes Paul LaDuca, that includes Jeff Schwartz, that includes Patrick Keane, our CEO, who's standing in the corner, that includes Uncle Matt Mitchell, who's also here. We are in a studio. We are in the Entercom Studios in Las Vegas, Nevada. We are recording the podcast because we are all in town for our big party tonight. And then a weekend of crazy good times and, more importantly, excellent content from the Action Network. We got to talk about some games, guys. What is the matter with you?
Because it's just you're underselling this a little bit. Me and Jeff have been out here for 36 hours with Paul LaDuca. Thankfully, we're all still alive in one piece. Paul missed out on what, $2,700 today?
I won pick five. I always want yes.
Well, you lost one of your tickets too.
He lost the ticket.
I lost a $60 ticket, and then I got knocked out a $2,700 pick five. So it's already been a bad morning. But the issue is that I look like Danny DeVito compared to Arnold Schwarzenegger over here, yet I'm 15 years older than him. So it's a little odd. And then I'm walking around with a guy that everybody stares at, and he buys his glasses on Fremont Street.
I did.
These are the people that I'm trying to deal with.
Forgot my sunglasses.
So I'm trying to hold up a reputation here, Chad, and it's really tough to.
What reputation is that?
I don't have one.
Degenerate former baseball player?
I guess that's it.
What is that exactly?
I post my bets on Twitter. At least I hang them out there. Yeah, I'm a DG and I love it.
How, you played, how many parlays did you play yesterday?
17.
And, how many of those parlays had the same team at the same number?
11.
And what team and what number was that?
The Marshall Thundering Herd.
And
the
what
fighting
happened?
Chad Pennies, as I like to call them.
The, what happened in that game?
They were up 70-55 with 5 minutes left. They proceeded to get outscored 18-8 and got backdoored. So 11 parlays, D-E-A-D.
Now hold on, because you're missing the best part of the story. You don't know it quite yet. Jeff and I were with Paul yesterday and asked him his logic behind putting Marshall in all of these plays. You said you thought the line should have been about 2, right?
Yeah, the line should have been about
7.
And it was
7.5.
Yeah.
So why
Chad
would you
will actually get this?
Why would you lay the 7.5 when you thought the line should be 2?
Because on my projections, the line should be 2, 2.5. So when Vegas put out the line at 7, they're trying to tell you, hey, bet the other side.
They're not going to outsmart you.
No.
Listen, I actually had one units on the app last night. My other plays won. This is like, so it's just I played the wrong team. Arkansas was the other team. Played the wrong team last night. It happens. So let me ask you a quick question. Before I put in the parlays, Mr. Blackjack Fletcher, who was your best play of the night?
Marshall.
Okay, good. Shut your mouth. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
I had Marshall a lot, too.
Listen, we got March Madness starting tomorrow, so we got to record this quickly so people can get it up and we can give people some upsets, all right? And we can give people ideas of what they want to bet over the next couple of days. Here's what I don't want to do. I don't want to spend a lot of time. Here's who's going to win this game in this bracket. Here's who's going to win this game in this bracket. I want to talk about serious bets. I want to do some serious handicapping. I don't want to talk about, you know, who's going to win the East region.
Okay. You want serious conversation. You might be in the wrong room.
Somebody will deliver for me. I have no doubt about it.
Well, I tell you right now, I think Nevada is a serious player. I know they're down to a 7 seed now. They got Florida, and they got a tough way to go. They're going to have to go through Michigan. Jordan Caroline decided to sit out that game. That's a wash game, and he is their best player. He's their best inside-type player. He's the kind of guy that is a great tournament player, too, as well.
Right now.
No
I'm just
idea.
Telling you that Nevada's a team at 7
that has
a chance.
You want to let him, like, set it up a little bit?
Oh, I thought you guys were sitting here waiting. It was awkward pause.
He went right
You guys needed help with a team. I don't know. Are you guys going to drop Murray State? Didn't get in or what?
Murray State got in.
What? I know. You're going to drop Murray State? I'm trying to start conversation. You guys gave me an awkward pause. I'm telling you a team I like.
What the fuck has been going on with him, like,
you don't want to know.
The last 3 days.
He feels betrayed after dinner last night, getting sick, and
Ravel tried to poison us.
He's all fired up.
All right, can we corral this thing a little bit?
Okay, go ahead.
He got roofied the other night.
I would like to talk about
maybe by himself.
Jeff Schwartz.
Yes.
Jeff Schwartz.
I'm here.
Can you give me, in the first round,
yes,
the upsets you are most excited to see happen?
Well, I think it's easy to say Oregon because they're the hot team right now. I went to Oregon. I think they do match up well inside with Hap. Kenny Woon, what do you wonder under your breath?
Homer.
Yeah, Oregon's now plus two. They were plus two, minus two, plus two. I think. I mean, look, everyone's picking Yale over LSU just because the style of play that Yale has. I think that's
not everyone's picking that.
Most people are taking Yale plus the points. You're not?
Oh, we're taking Yale plus the points. I was thinking like pure upsets.
You're talking straight up.
Straight upsets. I think that's a decent. I'm not sure I put that in my bracket though, because we know that in the when you fill out a bracket, you cannot fill it out. Well, you shouldn't fill it out by just making upsets every single pick, because that's not actually really how it works. I'm looking at my bracket now. Who else do I have for upsets? Last year we had no 12s beat fives last year.
And that's 11-6. Everyone's favorite upsets. 11-6 yep. is the new 12-5.
Yeah, I like that. You're right.
Everybody knows that.
I like Belmont. I think Belmont beats Maryland outright.
I think Belmont is
an underrated team. I think that Maryland, inconsistent for most of this season, I like Belmont in the 6-11 to win it.
Rank them for me. Rank them for me right now.
Now St. Mary's has got to be up there, no?
I would say if I am ranking my upsets right now, I would say St. Mary's over Nova.
The reason why I like
number
that game
one.
St. Mary's slows the game down so much. They're in like in the 340s or 350s when it comes to pace. Villanova can get in funks. The Big East was not that good this year. St. Mary's got a big shot to win that game. And the total is low.
Two things you got to know.
And they're tall.
St. Mary's, three-point defense, mm-hmm. amazing.
Amazing.
Amongst the best in the country.
Yeah.
Villanova, streaky on the three-pointers, and it's all they've done this year. The Big East has nobody who can defend the three-pointer. So what you got was a Villanova team that is probably overseeded because they didn't have anyone as mm-hmm. competition in their conference. They were streaky. And you got a St. Mary's team that won their conference against a number one seed that is unbelievably good on defense. Blackjack, back me up on that.
Everything you said's right. I mean, Villanova lives and dies on the three-point line. I mean, there's no team in the country more reliant on the three-point shot than Villanova. The Big East, down year overall. The only thing I'll say is Villanova, veteran team, they've been there. You know, I mean, I think
Phil Booth
does
has
help
been there
them.
7 years?
I mean, roughly. I think that does help them. But, yeah, I mean, St. Mary's definitely live there.
Does it worry you that St. Mary's hasn't played in about 2 weeks?
You could go two ways on that.
Yeah, he's
listen,
right.
As an athlete, which I was, you know.
Of course, yes.
In high school. I don't know if you guys are familiar with this. But you could either be rusty or you can be healthy.
What did you play in high school?
Play basketball.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh. How much did you actually see the court?
Quite a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, until I didn't, and then I decided it's probably not for me anymore.
Yeah. This was in Chicago, right?
Chicago. Howard Park, Illinois.
Okay. At the Jewish high school, probably.
Well, there were a lot of Jewish gentlemen there, yes. There were a lot of Jews on the team. Predominantly Jewish, but we loved basketball. You know, Jews, like, basically invented basketball.
They did.
Thank you.
Thank you, Laduka.
Mr. Naismith.
Yeah. I don't think
he was.
I
don't think he was. Yeah,
I think the game that we think of as basketball yes. today.
Oh, I thought you were saying Naismith wore a yarmulke. That's
no,
all
he
there.
Did not. The game that we
no,
think about
Jews
is like,
wear yarmulkes all the time.
It's two from the room that I'm wearing yarmulkes. Mm-hmm.
All right, we're moving on.
By the way, Northeastern,
dude,
that's a pretty low line.
Hold on.
If you were going upsets, I thought.
We're going to go there in a second.
Okay.
But I at least want to get through the East because there is another, to me, huge upset that's going to happen in the East. Jeff Schwartz.
The Belmont game?
The Belmont game?
The Belmont's in the East. We were talking about Belmont.
No, I'm talking about.
Liberty?
No.
Where?
Wait, am I in the East? No, I mean, where's Virginia?
Oh, this is great.
That's the South.
That's
doing
the South.
A great job hosting this show.
I mean,
Irvine?
Yes.
Over K-State, that line has dropped like 5 points.
UC Irvine is going to the Sweet 16.
No, they're not.
No, they're not.
They're not winning this game.
Both of you can bet me right now.
I'll bet you right now. They're not winning
the
game.
You know,
the way Irvine.
50 and 50.
Fine.
50 and 50.
The way Irvine does this, by the way, is if Oregon upsets Wisconsin, they play Oregon in the round of 32, and then it's a much easier opponent to play.
Agreed, but they're not winning against Kansas State.
Oh, my God. They are so winning against Kansas State.
No, they're not. We got no shot.
We do, every year this happens, right? There's one like really trendy dog. Last year, I think it was South Dakota State against Ohio State. And those are the ones you want to stay away from.
Last year, it was Loyola. There was no trendier dog last year than Loyola.
Listen, you're right, ultimately. But look, you remember that South Dakota State-Ohio State game? Everyone thought South Dakota State was winning
that game. That 4-13 is, like, compared to the 4-13 of Kansas. Kansas at one time, before the injuries, was number one in the nation. Northwestern was lost 9 of their first 10 games, is now is on a roll, has won 10 of their last 11. Kansas is reeling. You got the wrong Kansas team that's in trouble. And -7, I'm telling you, Northeastern is very efficient, 2 and 3 point. They can score the basket.
Shoot the lights out.
And Bill Self is one of those guys. He's Jekyll and Hyde. His team either goes a long way or they're knocked out early.
Jesus Christ. We can't even stay in the same bracket. So let's just move on.
You're getting a one-hour preview you just like of what every day is like
out
here.
You just think the Anteaters have a shot, and they don't.
But I do think they have a shot, and we've already made a bet.
Ooh, I like
Do you realize you just made a bet?
Do you realize that?
Do you know you and I made a bet?
That's fine. Just check it. It's fine.
Check the audio, everybody.
Let me know how much I owe if I owe later.
Blackjack and I have bet UC Irvine. Schwartz, you want in on this?
Anyone
want
to take some Wisconsin action?
I'll take Wisconsin.
Who are they playing?
Oregon.
I'm going to root for you. I can't root against you.
I'll take Wisconsin.
Although they might score 50? Like 90 points all total right. in that game.
Let's do it.
You got Arizona State tonight. St. John's.
Here's the thing. My father went to St. John's, and so me and my father already made a bet.
Okay. Hold on. Now I got to start making notes because I got to remember who's got
Everyone
what.
Knows By that way, Paul LaDuca can't make more than one bet.
Chad, I'm going to ask you a trivia question. My father went to St. John's in Inception. Guess who his baseball coach was?
Louis Carnesecca.
Great call. He was the baseball and basketball Boom! Coach.
How good was that?
Legend. Louis Carnesecca.
But that's
Legend.
Like Trivial Pursuit, right? Like if they give you a question,
yes.
it's generally going to be the one thing
that
you know.
That is true. He was the baseball,
the
basketball
The only thing I know about St. John's is like Louis Carnesecca.
Yep.
All right. So right now, Schwartz and Blackjack are on the opposite sides of Wisconsin, Oregon. And I am on opposite side of UC Irvine and Kansas State. I have UC Irvine. Blackjack and Paul both have Kansas State. We can move on to the next region, which includes Paul LaDuca.
In Northeastern, yeah. It's just a funky line. I mean,
what are you checking on your phone?
What are you going back to?
No, I'm just looking at the 4-13 and, like, you know, to me, I thought the SEC was so good this year. And for Auburn to go win the SEC, and they did it pretty convincingly to get a 5 seed against New Mexico State, that's going to be a high-scoring game. But like I said, maybe 20 some odd games in the season, Kansas was the best team in the nation. And now they're reeling in Northeastern. Come on, Blackjack, don't look at me like that. Before the injuries, they were the best team in the
nation.
I don't
know they were the best team in the country.
They were not the number one team in the country for, 3 weeks in a row? Now they're reeling in a 4 seed and only a 7-point favorite against Northeastern. If you would have projected that 3 months ago?
Yeah.
I just think it's a line that's pretty low.
But do you think they're going to win?
I think it's a shot that they're going to lose that game. I'm going to play Northeastern in a couple brackets to beat them.
What? How many brackets do you do?
Oh, I play in, like, fun brackets, stuff like that, but no. I'd rather bet the game outright. Those brackets are for kids.
It's true. It's like fantasy sports.
It's kids, yeah.
Kids.
Unless you're going $1,000 a sheet, and we're going to have a little fun here.
Right.
Yeah.
Fantasy sports is like half our business.
I would like to know.
Brackets that feelings get hurt.
I would like to know, LaDuca, the biggest bet you've ever made.
Oh,
460
I was just actually here. I was on rehab.
At the Intercom Studios?
No. I was in Vegas. I was in rehab, and I was staying at Hard Rock.
A rehab assignment for baseball. Not.
Yes, rehab assignment. People get it.
I don't think that was clear.
Blackjack and I both looked at each other like we got to make sure this is
the right. Some of the most popular videos we've done at the Action Network the past month have been you dancing holding 32-ounce beers in front of some sad stage in downtown Las Vegas.
Listen, if you can pull shapes, you just got to show it off. Okay, to get back to it.
I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, pull shapes.
Shapes is like a style of dancing.
Exactly.
How do you know?
My wife goes to...
I was on a rehab assignment in 2001, and Bob Baffert had called me and told me, is this the best horse I ever trained? He lost the Derby. His name is Point Given. I put $20,000 to win on him.
And
he went by a pole.
No way.
Yeah, I'll never forget. I called my AAA manager, and I said, make sure you let them know, the big boys, that I was there at 2 o'clock. And he's like, what do you mean? You're supposed to be here. This, I'm like, don't worry. So I greased him.
What'd you give him?
Five G's.
You gave him five. Well, how much did you win? It was 20 grand you bet. How much did you win?
I got back like 64.
So you gave him five G's.
I greased him so he wouldn't have to say nothing to the brass.
Right.
Got a couple knocks that night. I was in a good mood.
the matter of fact way Paul shares stories sometimes, I bet 20 grand.
The best part about it is
I greased my manager. I got three hits that night. What are you going
to
do?
I had to ask for a marker to hide it from my wife. So I bet five. So she thought five. And then I asked for the 15 marker. And then I remember the guy mocked me at the cage. So I put an extra five because he mocked me.
What'd you do with all the cash?
I told the guy to hold it. And you know how the Italians are. Somebody picked it up for me.
I don't know what that means.
You listen, when you make a score that big, the other half doesn't need to know. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. That's just the bottom line. It was my money.
Just FYI, she apparently listens to this podcast.
Oh, no, she does. Mrs. Cheese listens to this podcast a lot. She loves the podcast.
This is also 18 years ago.
Yes.
And they're no longer.
She knows. Married. Yeah. And she knows I'm not that big of a moron. I'm just half a moron.
I mean,
yeah.
Right.
So the brackets.
So the brackets. Let's get back to Northeastern. I think Northeastern is going to win this game. I think they are experienced. I think they are well coached. I think their offense is really, really good. I think Kansas is so inconsistent. I don't think they know who they are. And I think this has prime 215. Upset scenario written all over it. Blackjack.
It could. I mean, I don't hate it. I think the better play is Northeastern in the first half. I think they're going to come out hot. If Kansas has a shot to get this together, I think it'll be in the second half. Northeastern may get a little bit tired. They really can shoot from anywhere, though. I mean, they've got five guys that can hit from anywhere on the floor. I mean, they're a dangerous team.
Yeah, they are.
It's not a game I'm going to play full game, but I do like them in the first half.
Northeastern 144th in adjusted defense too.
Yeah,
not ideal.
I think there's going to be some points obviously scored in that game. Yeah. What do you think about the bottom game?
Are you looking right now? What's the total?
No, the other part is Kentucky and Abilene Christian on the bottom half of that bracket.
I guess we're moving on.
Yep.
Oh no, I thought you were staying on the Midwest.
No, we can move on from this game.
No, the thing about Kansas, like I said, Kansas could. Wow, there's such a tough team to read.
Go to Kentucky, Abilene.
Well, the thing I'm thinking about Kentucky, Abilene Christian, it's a giant line. I hate playing giant lines early. Abilene Christian, almost 75% of their offense is threes. Kentucky's length is going to bother them to the umpth degree. And those teams get buried in the tournament. So I think that's the one team that you can lay the points, Kentucky. And they seem Calipari's team plays so good. They play great defense, and the fact that they got buried in the SEC tournament, they'll come out playing good defense.
I like Kentucky a lot.
I think that's the one.
Another one that I think you could see an upset in that region. I like Seton Hall to beat Wofford. I know Wofford's been the darling of everyone, including Mitchell in the somewhere on the floor in this studio. But Seton Hall has quietly put together a very nice season. They beat Kentucky earlier in the year, a nice little run in the Big East tournament for them. And they're a team that hangs around in games, right?
I mean, we were talking about them. They are a tough, tough.
Yeah, we were. They're a tough team. Paul had a Seton Hall ticket last week that he just loved more than almost anything in his life.
Did they win?
They did. Seton Hall to beat Wofford outright.
That is interesting. Not a single person I've spoken to has said that.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Well, everybody thinks now you've heard it. I think the Big East is bad, but
you just said they're bad when we talked about Nova.
Wofford's
talked
a favorite.
About, Nova losing to St. Mary's.
Yeah, the conference as a whole didn't have a great year, but I think Seton Hall's a tough team.
And people are going to look at Providence getting buried by Arkansas in the first NIT game. Like, people look at that stuff before the NCAA tournament and maybe we'll swing lines, but you got to be careful. I think Seton Hall is a hot team right now. I'm with him.
Well, here's the thing. Miles Powell, one-trick pony. That team has one asset, one weapon. Wofford is spread all over the court. And they have great offensive weapons.
Great mascot, too.
So you like Wofford there?
I do. I like
the Terriers?
Wofford.
Terriers.
You want to bet this one, too?
I like Wofford at minus 3, sure. Another 50?
Yeah.
Another 50?
Let's do it.
Okay. Paulie, you went in on that?
Oh, I like
Jeff,
the Pirates.
You want to piece
I like
of that?
Wofford.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, so Jeff and I will both bet you together. I don't know how we do that.
Really. I don't really know how that works.
Yeah, I don't know how that works.
Either. Reach in for $25?
All we know is that the Whatever. Jews like Wofford. That's what we know. Right
wow. This is going a little off the rails.
The Jews are all over Wofford today.
All right.
All right.
Here's another question I have. The spreads for Duke over UNC, Central, North Dakota State. When is that playing?
Tonight.
Yeah.
Duke is favored by 35 and 30.5. Gonzaga is favored by 26.5 over Fairleigh Dickinson. Virginia is favored by 22.5 over Gardner Webb. North Carolina is favored by 23.5 over Iona.
I think you take Virginia first half and hammer Virginia first half. They're going to come out guns blazing after last season.
Well, he's lost a couple seasons.
Gardner Webb might not score 10 points in the first half. I mean, they're going to come out.
UNC's
it's going to be ugly.
The team
early.
You got to play in the first half. Roy Williams always takes the pedal off in the second half. He doesn't like blowing teams out.
I'm with Jeff on Virginia. Yeah. First half's a great play there.
I think last time I looked at it was 13.5. It might have gone to 12 or something. But yeah, I played him full game and I put more units on first. I think first half is a great bet.
And I would take the points with Fairleigh Dickinson.
If
really?
Yep. I would.
Gonzaga might put up 100 against them, though.
I'd take the points with him.
Why?
I mean, we watched them yesterday in their playing game.
The second half was
some
good.
Runs in them. They're streaky, you know? Team can put some points on the board. Talking about 26 points? Speaking of streaky. Is my tan.
You might want to work on your tanner.
You know what? It's because fucking Ravel had me sweating all morning because he tried to poison us. You think I don't know what he's up to, all right?
He is, by the way.
He invites me, Paul, and Jeff out to dinner with him. The three of us, out of everyone else who's out here, he wants to break bread with us.
It's a little weird.
No, it's weird.
Yeah. It's a tiny
okay?
weird.
But we went out of curiosity. And then he ordered the food for us, okay? He chose all of the dishes, and suddenly me and Paul are sick all night long. You think I don't know what his game is? Yeah. He wants us off our game tonight. That's it.
Yeah.
I know what's going on. He knew the chef. He left at one point to go back and talk to him. Come on.
No, he had to go get his
phone. He took a picture.
His phone was being charged. He had to go get his phone because he's on it.
Oh, yeah, his phone's messed up.
He took a picture of every piece of food that came out.
His phone's all messed up.
Every piece of food that came out, he took a picture. He might have took a picture of the salt shaker, too.
Should we put a total on the number of Instagram stories Ravel will have?
Tonight?
Now and the end of the weekend in Vegas.
Oh, it would be 70s.
Oh, it's more than that. I'd go over. He's over 70 by the time Friday rolls around.
True.
Yeah. So
let's get back to the show.
I'll fix my tan.
Speaking of streaking, Fairleigh Dickinson.
Yeah, I was impressed by them yesterday.
Gonzaga's going to blow them out, but here's what's interesting. If Duke plays UNC Central, the coach for UNC Central the other day said, it would be such a joke, it's like my team playing against sixth graders.
It did.
That makes me feel like I am going to be all in on Duke at minus 35.
Yeah.
When they play UNC Central, if UNC Central wins that game tonight.
Yeah, he's got to really wish he could take that one back.
Do you worry that when in such a big line and Duke that can't shoot foul shots and can't shoot three-pointers? I mean, they can have long periods of time where
about
they
don't
shoot.
Because all they have to do is dunk the ball.
Yeah.
I don't worry about it tomorrow.
But I'm saying, what if whoever they're playing, because they obviously one of the NC schools, whatever, just packing it on zone all night. I mean, they could just in theory, obviously it doesn't mean they're going to do it. They just pack it in the zone and say, just I dare you to shoot and just see what happens. Now Zion, of course, can dunk over all of them. I'm just waiting to see Zion and Taco Fall go at it in the second round game. Hopefully UCF wins, beats VCU,
UCF's
and
not gonna win.
Zion tries to dunk on 7-7 Taco Fall. That's all I want to see.
UCF beats VCU?
I don't.
Oh, I do.
Oh, side bet.
You want to do it again?
Bet me $50.
All right, fine. Let's do it. I'm betting like LaDuca in here.
Getting exciting.
I feel like the West region, the Gonzaga region, has a lot of volatility.
Florida State's going to win that division.
I agree. I got Florida State in the Final Four.
I'm telling you right now.
Florida State
is the best team Leonard Hamilton's had, his best defensive team, and they actually run a better tempo. And even though they lost to Duke, they do somewhat got Duke's number. They always play them very tough. So I'm telling you, Florida State's going to go a long way.
Leonard Hamilton, 70 years old.
Jesus.
I've never seen a 7-year-old man, 70-year-old man look that good.
He looks great.
Pete Carroll's
amazing.
Up there.
Yeah.
Leonard Hamilton does not have a wrinkle on
his
face.
No, he doesn't. Damn. You asked me, I would have said like 55.
Here is a good Florida State set for you guys. The underdog is 14-1 against the spread with 11 outright wins in Florida State's last 15 NCAA tournament games. In Leonard Hamilton's last 15 tourney games as a head coach, the underdog is 15-4. So that's actually 19 games with 11 outright wins. He's 3-8 against the spread with 6 straight up losses as a favorite.
Nothing you said changes my mind.
No, same here. I think they're
I like Texas Tech out there.
Those things are meant to be broken.
I kind of like Buffalo.
Ooh.
Buffalo can pour on a ton of points.
I'm with you. They can. We got to reset. We're jumping all over the
place. No, we're in the West now.
I know, but I just want to reset for people. So, like, if they want to take a breath and, like, want to write some things down, yeah, I want to be able to tell them, like, hey, go ahead and write down that in the South region, we like UC Irvine to beat Kansas State.
No, we don't.
We like St. Mary's to beat Villanova. We like these. We're talking about like upsets in the first round, right? We like in the other region. What is that? The Midwest now, North Carolina. I don't have them listed on my screen. That's why.
All right.
We like Northeastern to topple Kansas. We like Wofford.
When you say we've generally suggested these could be possible upsets.
We've got bets on almost all of these games because we're on opposite sides.
So the Jews like Wofford.
We do.
Wow. That's going
to
be
only because I used to train there for training camp for the Panthers. I have a little spot in my heart for the Wofford Terriers.
That's nice.
Matt Mitchell is just shaking his head every time you say the Jews like Wofford.
Well, what? I'm Jewish. I can say it.
Naismith wear a yarmulke. That's all I know.
You two, the two non-Jews have their heads covered in hair.
Yeah.
My God, that's true. By the way, I appreciate
it's
that.
It's true.
Respect
true.
For Adonai. All right. So I think that's where we are so far.
I mean, loose game.
Right. Sounds about right, right?
Sounds about right.
You want to talk about Buffalo, Jeffrey?
I just think that they're a low-key, pretty good sixth seed.
Buffalo against who won last night? St. John's?
No, they play tonight.
Arizona State, St. John's.
Tonight. I think St. John's wins. The Pac-12, not very good. Okay.
Buffalo would be a 4.5-point favorite over either of those teams.
Buffalo can score points fast. I think they're one of the best second-half scoring teams in the country, too. They can just pour it on. I think they won last year in the first round against Arizona last year, right? Yeah. So they feel good in the tournament. I just think that they're one of these teams. If you're looking for like a team outside of the top four seed to kind of make noise, I feel like Buffalo is that team.
I think Buffalo wants Arizona State to win tonight because Arizona State runs and guns and plays their offense, where St. John's can be dominant because they got a lot of athletes. And then they can beat Buffalo. I really
Buffalo's
do think.
Buffalo's 22nd in overall
I get it. St. John's can be one of those teams that can beat anybody. But Arizona State, listen, I'm an alum, and I get it. They got Remy Martin's a nice little player. Dart's a nice little player. But they just don't play good enough defense. And if they play Buffalo, Buffalo will put 90 on them. So, I mean, they may got a shot against St. John's tonight, but I'm with you. But I'll tell you what, if St. John's beats them, they might get Buffalo all they can handle. I just think St. John's got the athletes.
That team is so up and down, man.
I know, that's why. What do you think that line would be?
I don't know. I mean, Buffalo, 8?
Okay, now if Arizona State wins, what's the line?
Jesus.
It's definitely more. The lines are 4.5 against both teams right now.
I think that's crazy.
That's crazy, yeah. It doesn't matter who wins the game, basically.
I mean, either way, I'm taking Buffalo in that circumstance.
In that region, too, Buffalo will play Tech, most likely, in the round of 32. Yep. Tech has the number one defense in the country.
It's going to be clashes. But here's the thing. Buffalo plays better defense than you think.
They do, but they're more known, obviously, for what they can do in offense. They pour it on the second. I think they're averaging 48 points in the second half.
It's ridiculous,
But Tech, I mean, most people, I think, don't have Gonzaga on the Final Four, do they? They have Tech winning that region.
I have Texas Tech there.
Yeah. Defense just always carries.
Buffalo going to the Elite Eight.
Do you have them beating Tech?
I have them beating Tech, and then I have them beating Michigan. And then I have them losing to Florida State.
Yeah, we haven't talked about Michigan.
John Beilein is probably – he's the best tournament coach.
I'm so sick of people saying that.
Why?
Why
is he – let me ask you a question.
Because he has NBA guys.
He brought Kevin Pitsnoggle almost to the Final Four.
No. Okay? Look.
Good one.
All right?
Great name.
He hasn't won a title. You can't be the best tournament coach if you haven't won a title, number one.
Well, the Big Ten hasn't won a title in a while.
He doesn't have lottery guys, though.
He's got plenty of guys who end up in the NBA.
But there's a difference between having Zion Williamson and having Jordan Poole.
Yeah.
Well, by the way, recruit better. It's not like he's at a school where you can't recruit.
But we're not asking if he's a good recruiter. We're saying, is he a good...
You've been to that campus.
I have.
We're asking...
You'd rather go to the University of Michigan than all the other schools.
Plenty of people are interested in going to Michigan.
Ann Arbor's a nice campus.
Yeah, it's great.
And you, okay,
they get plenty of football recruits.
John Beilein, I would say in the last 10 years, how many McDonald's All-Americans has he gotten?
Here's my point.
I'm asking you that question.
We're talking about tournament coaching, not overall recruiting. We're saying
you can argue he's been a better coach than anybody.
Here is my point. He cannot be called the best tournament coach when there are guys like Mike Krzyzewski who have won 5 different NCAA titles. And don't tell me that it's because of the talent. You still need to coach in the tournament.
You do, but I think there's also the argument, like you mentioned Krzyzewski, like, there's a lot of years where he's got maybe the best talent in the country, and they get bounced early.
Yeah, but this
that doesn't really happen.
This has become like a thing. Oh, John Beilein, best tournament coach, and like he had 2 chances to beat Michigan State within a week, and his team collapsed at the exact same time.
They collapsed all 3 times.
Are you upset that Indiana didn't make it in the tournament?
I don't care.
I had St. Francis last night. I was so upset. Indiana
amount on Michigan in both games against Michigan State, and all I hear too. Is that
I was with you there.
John Beilein is the best tournament coach.
They're up 13 and like with 10 minutes left.
All 3 games against Michigan State
on Sunday.
Here's my that is why one of the many reasons why I'm like.
You think Nevada can beat them in the second round, Chad?
I think
Florida beats Nevada. By the way,
I think Florida beats Nevada, and I actually think Florida beats Michigan.
I'm with you.
And then we get Buffalo, Florida. And we get Buffalo going to the Elite Eight.
You guys are all wrong. Nevada's going to beat Florida, I'm telling you.
Florida's playing well right now, man.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't get the same feel off of this Nevada team I did last year.
We'll see.
Look at you.
Telling you.
So sassy right today. There.
Jordan Caroline's going to play?
Well, yeah, he's going to play.
They're going to win that game outright. They got to deal with Michigan.
Well, they're the favorite.
Yeah, don't worry. They'll win. And they'll cover the 2. Are they 2.5 now? It went up to 2.5, I think.
I actually have Syracuse beating Gonzaga, too.
It's going to be very interesting, Boeheim zone. Like, you always got to look.
It's always so damn hard.
It's always so hard in the tournament. That's why the last 2 years he's won the play-in games.
Yeah.
So now what he got on Baylor, I mean, that line's probably got to be minuscule. Although their defense isn't as good as it has been in the past. But don't you guys think Marquette's the phony team?
Yep. I got Murray State.
Nah, I like Marquette.
Okay, here's the other one. What do we do with the Liberty? I mean, are they for real? Lipscomb, everybody thought was for real. They beat Lipscomb twice. And I've heard some people like no one is picking Liberty. Why are they 12?
Really? We're now back in the East region, by the way.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people think Liberty's
trendy. No, I'm just saying like we just haven't brought that one up. Like, and they seem like a team that snuck in at 12. You would think they would be 13, 14, but. Lipscomb was pretty good. I'm telling you, man.
School every time.
Oh, man. I help him
Jesus
brother out.
Christ.
We'll get back to the show in a minute, Chad, but first I want to tell you about Mac Weldon.
Woo!
Mac Weldon's mission is simple: to make sure all of your basics and beyond are smartly designed and shopping for them is easy and convenient. And frankly, Mac Weldon is far better than whatever you're wearing right now.
100% agree.
Mack Weldon believes in smart design, premium fabrics, and simple shopping. It's going to be the most comfortable underwear, socks, shirts, undershirts, hoodies, and sweatpants that you will ever wear.
Get to the silver!
They have a line of silver underwear and shirts, Chad, and the silver line is naturally antimicrobial, means your junk won't stink.
No, sir.
They want you to be comfortable. So if you don't like your first pair, keep them, and they'll still send you a refund, no questions asked. Mack Weldon's underwear, socks, and shirts look good, but they perform well, too. You can wear them going out, working out, or just in your everyday life. Now, I myself have made many purchases from Mack Weldon, including a lovely pair of underwear, the Silver Line. It's really the Rolls Royce of underwear.
How did you find the site to be as far as navigation?
The site is easy, simple to use, and it's a great shopping experience. For 20% off your first order, visit MacWeldon.com and enter promo code ACTION at checkout. That's MacWeldon.com, promo code ACTION.
Let's get back to it. All right, I want to move on to the next bracket.
Which one? I feel like we've done
them all.
We're going to the one with Duke in it. What's that?
The East.
That's where Liberty is, so I guess we move down to the East.
See? I was projecting.
Paul LaDuca, visionary.
Tricky bracket.
It really is.
We can talk about Murray State for a second.
I mean, Murray State, you talk about a one-trick pony. It's Jay Morant, and it's nothing else. Nothing.
Murray State's also not in this region, but sure.
All right. So we're bouncing back.
Do you not have, like, the bracket in front of you?
He's looking at it.
I do. I'm looking at it right now.
It just doesn't have the labels of the regions on the top.
Yeah.
That's should tough. Probably get Matt Restivo on that.
Should have fixed that.
Yeah.
Should do that. This, to me, is a Justin Robinson-dominated region.
Okay.
Give me the Hokies. Give me the Hokies running roughshod through this bracket. I think the biggest challenge for them in this bracket, it's not going to be Duke, Mississippi State.
I mean, that's a bold statement you just made. You like the Hokies. Duke's not the biggest challenge, but it's the Bulldogs.
I have the Hokies going to the finals against Virginia.
Wow.
Yikes. All right. So you have the team that underperforms more than any other team, like, ever in Virginia against who?
The Hokies.
To be fair, I also have Virginia in the final.
Well, there you go.
So I'm in the final four. I don't have them, which is even a stretch for me to do. But I
have
don't
Virginia
see
winning the whole
final,
damn
what's
thing.
What's your final four, Chad?
You want to get to that? That's my final four is Virginia, Houston,
wow.
Virginia.
I was going to ask who's going to bring up Houston.
Virginia Tech.
Calvin Simpson.
Virginia Tech and Florida State. And
yeah, guy who just makes a final four that's never going to happen.
I've got Virginia, Kentucky, Duke, and Texas Tech.
I have Virginia, North Carolina, Duke, and Tech. Which is probably too many one seeds, but I feel better.
I think this is a top-heavy year. No, I really
so too.
Don't. This year?
I think there's like six teams that can maybe win it. That's about it.
I'm with you.
So I'm good with having the one seeds in there. I think North Carolina wins it all.
Huh.
I think the middle of a lot of these conferences this year is soft. I don't think you've got as many teams that can really make a deep run. I think the teams at the top are clearly the best teams in the country. I mean, Virginia's given up 54 points a game, man. And I don't want to hear about last year because they didn't have DeAndre Hunter, and they do now, and that's a huge difference. That's the guy that when Virginia's offense stagnates, he's the guy that can create a shot on his own. They didn't have him last year. They do now. It's a big deal. You look in the region with UNC and Kentucky. I mean, I don't know how you go anywhere else, right? I mean, those two teams to me.
You go to Houston.
Nah, you know, listen, Houston's nice, but Kentucky is so damn long. I mean, you see the way that team plays. They're one of the only teams top 25 offensive and defensive efficiency. I mean, where are you finding that? That team's incredible. I think it's one of Calipari's best coaching jobs. I mean, they've got P.J. Washington, but they don't have that true, like, one-and-done superstar that sometimes they get in Kentucky. I think he's done a great job there.
A lot of people have given Virginia. Why not Tennessee? Tennessee's pretty good, too. Rick Barnes has got a pretty good tournament record. So, I mean, I'm Duke, Florida State, Tennessee, and Kentucky.
Duke, Florida State, Tennessee, and Kentucky.
That'd be interesting. You'd have rematches from conference play in both Final Four semis.
God, we are all over the board.
We sure are.
That is insane.
I like Tennessee's game. They don't have.
Dude, they shoot almost 50% from the floor. Yeah. I mean, their shooting percentage is
pretty
incredible.
When you have a game against Auburn where you just can't score, you have no other option.
Well, here's like, the problem about Auburn.
That worries me about. If you look, I think. I'm trying to find the exact stat. I heard it on a different show, but I think something like if you look at the historical data based off KenPom, like who wins the championships, you have to be mostly balanced. So you have to be like in the top 15 in offense and defense to even have a chance to win. And so we have a team like Tennessee who. I don't think defensively. I'm looking them up right now. You know they're 33rd in defense. Like they're out. Like as much good they are on offense, they're historically not going to win this tournament.
All right, let's recap our bets here.
Okay.
Right now, I have a bet with Paul and Blackjack on UC Irvine to beat Kansas State.
Mm-hmm.
I have a bet with Blackjack on what else?
Oh, here I found the stat, by the way.
On Wofford over Seton Hall.
Because who likes Wofford?
I do. Bar Mitzvah boys.
Here's the stat.
Fucking easiest layup.
Here's a stat. Ready? Since Ken Parm started tracking data in 2002, 16 of 17 national champions have featured a top 20 offense, adjusted offense, and 12 have been ranked inside the top 7. On defense, all 17 ranked in the top 20, and seven in the last seven winners ranked in the top 11.
Sounds like Virginia.
Yes, because they can play offense this year. Yeah. Like that's the difference between this year and last year.
Virginia's winning the title. Everything else is sort of, like foreplay.
Me and Chad actually agree on this.
We do. We totally do. I think there's also an Oregon-Wisconsin bet happening, right?
Jeff and I are on that.
Okay, we got Oregon-Wisconsin. We got Wofford and Seton Hall. We got UC Irvine and Kansas State.
That's it.
Yep. That's it. That's where we wrapped it up. Folks, we got March Madness starting tomorrow. We all think Virginia's going to win the title. Do we all agree?
No, we do not.
Chad and Blackjack think Virginia's going to win the title.
Paulie has Marshall.
Laduca has Marshall.
What is the CIT tournament?
CIT.
I don't even know. Like, when you said you bet Marshall yesterday, I had to look on the Action Network app.
If you bet $100 on a CIT tournament game and an NCAA tournament game, they pay the fucking same thing.
Well, if you win.
Yeah, exactly. You win.
So, just like anything else in the world.
Jeff, who do you have winning it all?
North Carolina.
Paulie.
He's asleep.
We just put Patrick Keene asleep.
Our podcast has been so invigorating. Patrick
is
snoring.
Literally sleeping on the floor.
Everybody.
All right, Paulie, who you got?
I'm going to go with Kentucky.
All right, we got Kentucky, 2 Virginias, and a North Carolina.
Yeah.
This has been the Favorites podcast from the Action Network. I am Chad Millman. I was joined by Blackjack Fletcher, Paul LaDuca, and Jeff Schwartz. You can listen to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, radio.com/the Action Network, and anywhere you get your podcasts. Until next time.